So, I'm going to talk about what I spent a lot of time on this week for my writing. I didn't get to edit any chapters of my story this week because I had some classes start last week and I'm still catching up on them. From May, not May, from June until July, I was taking a class called Writing Young Adult Fiction. And I got through that class and I passed it with like a 94 or whatever. And I took it on this website called Ed2Go because my library offered free passcodes for patrons on this website. It wasn't as intensive as like a real MOOC. Like Coursera has more intensive classes, so intensive that I couldn't keep up with them because when they said they required 6 hours a week, they really do require 6 hours a week. This one's more 2 hours a week. So I took that one and I passed that one this summer. And I'm also taking the teacher's other class, which is Write Fiction Like a Pro. I'm a little bit disappointed in it because it seems like he's rehashing a lot of the stuff from young adult fiction writing, and there's not a lot of new material in it. But I'll see because I'm only on lesson three of that. So it might start to pay off, and it might also not hurt for me to work on the structural aspects of writing more. Two other classes I'm in. I'm almost wrapping up a class called Beginner Writer's Workshop, which is just a hodgepodge of different themes in creative and nonfiction writing. And for that one, our finals to write a 500-word piece. I've been enjoying that one. It has like little exercises and stuff. I don't think any of the content in these classes is stuff that you couldn't get from reading a writing book. The difference between reading a writing book and writing blind and taking one of these classes is that the classes have weekly, bi-weekly assignments, whether they be taking 10 minutes or 10 hours, as one of them did for me once because I got really into it. And whether you get worthwhile responses or not, you're forced into the position of delivering some writing at an appointed time or going, "Oh, I screwed up." And unlike taking an undergrad writing course or a super expensive seminar, at least for me, these courses are free and they're stretched out, so your brain has time to grow and think, and you also have a chance to work on them in private. So that's good. And they're a lot more supportive than the undergrad writing class I took in university. That one was a very social politics, I think, get in the way of creativity. And in this one, since it is moderated, there's not as much risk of someone busting your balls just because they don't like your style, or because they're jealous, or because you snubbed them accidentally or on purpose. You know, it's about the work. Another course I'm taking is How to Make Money from Your Writing, which, and that might sound like a bit too forward, but I've already finished the young adult writing fiction class, and I'm almost done with Beginning Writer's Workshop, and this How to Make Money one followed right at the tail end of Beginner Writer's Workshop. So that one, so far, is discussing the different markets and skills that you need. And again, so since I'm taking three of these, I'm having about 6 hours of work a week unless I get more into it. And I think it's really helping me because part of me wanted to major in creative writing at college, but I got really discouraged from that one undergrad class that I took because everybody in there was like, "I'm taking the class so that I have to write." And I love writing. You know, I don't want to be in an undergrad or a grad program with a bunch of people that hate writing, you know, and they have to be forced at gunpoint to write. Like, if you hate it, don't do it, you know? The world always needs another plumber or something, like, if you really hate writing that much. And I don't think a writing class can help if you have a psychological hang-up that's preventing you from writing. But if you enjoy writing, I think this sort of structure with the bi-weekly assignments, whether they're small or large, really helps open your eyes to different approaches. And I'm really glad I had a chance to take these over the summer, because I've taken about five classes now, and I feel like my writing's really improving in leaps and bounds, opposed to the free writing that I did when I wrote my novel over the last year.